Time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits. Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined here in the studio again today by WCHL's own Victor Lewis and AJ Aaron Johnson to help us out with Kids Q today. Guys, how are you doing?
Pretty good, man. No, I'm excited about Kids Q.
You're always excited about everything, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's good to just, like, be able to look out the window and see, like, the blue skies and the sun and the parking lot not flooded.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a whole lot of reasons to be excited
and
today.
That Audi might be gone, maybe.
The Audi might be gone.
Oh, yeah, the one
that
got flooded,
like, flooded out and stuck in the road.
Turned left onto Estes.
Yes, this is why you don't do that when Estes is actually... Excuse me, Estes.
Estes, yeah.
While it's a river. That's why you don't drive your Audi on a river. They're not a boat.
How did y'all get through the hurricane?
Patience.
Patience and time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not in town.
That's a good one. Depending on which direction you went,
I went to Raleigh for
that's
a couple
good,
of days.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised. I just saw the rainfall numbers, and Raleigh got like significantly less rain than we did.
Yeah,
which
Raleigh
kind of surprises me.
It was windier in Raleigh the first couple of days,
and the power went out for a lot of people.
For a lot of people,
yeah.
Yes. But rainfall, there was
not
a lot.
Not
it was
much.
A lot of it, but it was just really light the entire
mm-hmm.
time.
Whereas for us, it was really, really light until
we got really hard for about an hour, and then
no just
more.
Like disappeared again. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. You guys ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right. Here is today's question. Everyone get around the radio. This is for all. Okay. Why do you think that our big toes are big and our baby toes are small?
Because the baby toes are younger.
All right. I can't top that.
That's also a very childlike answer.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Because
yeah.
Because the baby toes.
Because yes. The baby toes that
they
have
are
not
the youngest
grown up
ones.
Yet.
The big toe is
the older
parent.
One. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It knows what's best. It points you where you're going. Yeah. It's
right,
the
right.
Big toe.
It's the first one to develop, and
yeah.
Then all the other ones kind of follow
yes.
Behind
is
it.
Is it actually
yes.
The first one to develop?
I have no idea,
fact?
But you believed me for a second.
I did.
So,
it makes
yeah.
Sense. It sounds logical to me.
Someone's probably putting it on Wikipedia right now.
I had to guess. Yes, I would assume the reason the big toe is bigger than the pinky toe is due to, I would guess, weight distribution?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
That, that sounds more scientific than our first idea.
It does. It's more of a center of balance. I know that I kind of have weird feet in general. If you look at my footprints in the pool in the summer, there's the heel and the ball and the big toe, and that's the only thing. My arches are insanely high, and the rest of my toes don't touch the ground. They are unnecessary.
What are you swimming
feet.
In
that you
that
can leave footprints?
Leaves footprints?
No, like
yeah.
On the cement.
Yeah.
Wet yeah. Footprints.
Yeah, like
it's not in the pool.
Okay.
You're on the
around
side of
the
pool.
At the pool, around
that's,
the pool.
That's, yeah,
adjacent
the pool.
To the swimming
anywhere yes. But what you said.
At
yes.
And
in.
In. Right, at right. And in. Two totally separate things.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. And if you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Victor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.